Blog Talk Radio.
This is a message from the CDC. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy weekend in the USA, in the wide, wide world. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with Beth and Michael Stevens, Jr. of Maryland. So apologies for being tardy. I had those of you that are pet parents and those of you that are around pet parents, I had a pet parent emergency right before showtime. It's one of the coldest nights tonight in Jackson, Mississippi, as it is in most of America. And as I grabbed a snack before showtime, I checked on my kitty, Sylvester, to bring him in. And I could hear him, but I could not find him. So I went and banging on my neighbor's doors, thinking he was under their garage, or maybe he had climbed into the roof of our house. And my neighbors pointed up. He had climbed way up top of one of our big trees next to the house. And my neighbors went back in, and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? And they're like, I guess they're thinking like, well, he's going to come down. And I tried to bait him down, and he kept meowing. And then I called the fire department, which, yay, I'm so glad the mayor and the city council have awarded them a raise along with the police department. So I called, as bad as, you know, as crazy things are in Jackson, yes, I do watch a little bit too much TV since a little kid. I called the fire department. I called 911. The dispatcher said, well, I'll get you to the fire department. I called the fire department, and I said, my precious pet cat is stuck in the tree. Can you send somebody to get my cat out the tree? And the fire department dispatcher said, well, we don't do that anymore. I'm like, it's one of the coldest nights. One of the coldest nights. I'm like, you don't do that anymore. But it's one of the coldest nights. And, I mean, yeah, we're always been warned, take care of people, pets, pipes, and plants. And put some food down, and he'll come down. Well, his brother is an outdoor cat. And, you know, we Dash and Tiger are MIA. So, you know, after I lost BJ last December, so Sylvester is like my only pet baby. My family, they have pets, dogs and cats and snakes and all that, birds. But my neighbor, I do have two dogs that I would get in the springtime when it get warm. But back to Sylvester. Since I was eating, snacking on some beef stew before the show. So I put beef stew out, and I kept coming in and out. And so I opened the door one time, and he walked on in. So I wanted to see how he would get down, but if he would jump on the roof or just jump down to the ground. But thank God he came down. So we're starting late, but the show must go on. So thank you so much. And Michael's on the call, and we're talking about hot topics, and we're talking about Valentine's Day ideas. And Valentine's Day is for everybody. I'm a person who's always loved Valentine's since I was born. Sadly, I lost my grandmother when I was in kindergarten on Valentine's Day. I remember coming in from kindergarten, and my sister, my sister said, we lost our grandma. On Valentine's Day, but I love Valentine's Day, period. I know some people, you know, they're going deaf regarding the history of Valentine's Day, and so we will talk about the history, too, of Valentine's Day as we get closer to Valentine's Day, but I love Valentine's Day. There's a lot of hot topics to talk about. We only have about 30 minutes, so we're not going to cram much, but you definitely call us regarding hot topics, talk about COVID-19. I think it's a big deal that our vice president visited the first female president of Honduras. And this crazy. The president was on his visit in Pennsylvania today, and then the bridge collapsed. It's a lot to talk about, but we will not squeeze so much into one. The next broadcast will be Sunday. We've been on hiatus from doing the Sunday broadcast at 3 o'clock, and as you all see now, weeknights, 11 p.m. You can catch Michael Stevens and I, Michael Stevens Jr. and I of Maryland, and one of the moderators of the James Franco Group Project Group late night, and on Sundays at 3 p.m., usually with my cousin Linda also, and I can't wait to introduce cousin Linda and Michael, because with those two, oh my God, it would be just amazing. Aren't you all looking forward to those two being on the same panel? Yes, I know I am. But it's time to chat with Michael and see what he's been up to since Wednesday night and what's on his mind, what hot topics he would like to talk about. I'm sure weather is one hot topic in the D.C. area where he resides.
Yeah, well, where I'm
Hello?
At, yeah, I'm here. Hey, Bethany.
Hey.
In D.C., I just saw something on my phone. Where the, mayor of a town and called Hyattsville just committed suicide.
Uh-huh.
And
wait a second. Repeat. A mayor just committed suicide?
Yes, in Hyattsville, Maryland.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know the details surrounding it, but I know it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. That's all I saw. That's all I saw. I'll look more into it and I'll talk more about that. But I go to Hyattsville. Not very often, but I do know that Hyattsville has a heavy Hispanic population. It has a big Hispanic population.
Okay.
Speaking of Hispanics,
my neighbors are Hispanic that I ran over to the house looking for my cat, who helped me find him in the tree. So it's a highly populated Hispanic community. Is the mayor Hispanic?
No, he's black. He's black.
Visited Hyattsville?
No, I just recently saw that.
Can you tell us a little bit about Hyattsville? I mean, it's a nice town, but.
Well, okay, this is what I know about Hyattsville. Hyattsville is one of the diverse places in Prince George's County, Maryland. Prince George's County in Maryland is like a suburb of D.C., and usually have mostly blacks, you know. And I live in a suburb of D.C., which is in PG County. And the area where I live in has white people. I think it's one of the whitest parts of PG County. But Hyattsville is very close to University of Maryland, which is an amazing campus, a college and stuff. And you have whites that live there too, but mostly Hispanic. But it's one of the most diverse places that I would like to be in the county. But used to be when I used to read the crime section, I used to see a lot of crime. Mm-hmm. You know, people getting their purse stolen and cars stolen and stuff, but. You know, to me, it looks like one of the best places ever. But you know, you never know until you live somewhere. You know, so crime is everywhere. But
So it's good to know, because that's one thing I want to know. I want to know the beauty of it, but then I want to know the downside. So it's not like here, because, look, our governor, now our governor and our state legislature, they're getting involved with Jackson. Jackson, it has the most crime in the country per capita. Mm-hmm. We have more crime than Baltimore. But our governor, I was sending, watch my governor's speech. And also, I'm going to post Clinton mayor had his state of the city address the other day. And so I'm going to send that to you also, the town of Clinton.
Yay. But I'm excited. I might see
worst homicide rate. The worst. Mm-hmm. I might see
Zeter home.
Yes. Put his name out there in the universe. Yes. yes, you might. That's what I thought about. That's what I thought mm-hmm. about, because he might, being formerly in the military, he might be working with the mayor's office or something, you know?
Yeah.
Working with the college.
You guys seem enough nicer when I'm there.
Uh-huh. So that is so sad about the mayor. And that's what concerns me, too. You know, our mayor is real tough-skinned, his dad, in the first family. And I think about our people, our men and women.
Hello? Bethany? Hello? Hello. Hello. Bethany?
Testing, can you hear me now?
Thank you.
Hello? Hello, Bethany? OTAP? Hello, Bethany? Bethany? Ota? Hello? 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 Hello, Bethany?
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax